And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Mexa. We're live at Day at the Docks in San Diego at the San Diego Sport Fishing Landings. Great day today. A lot of people already here and some great things happening. We're surrounded by fishing tackle and all kinds of stuff. There's Sean from Fisherman's Processing. We got the P-Line guys there, the Cousins Rods, CalStars here. Have a great display of CalStar Rods. We already heard from J-Po at Accurate and Shimano, and Grundin's is here, Berkeley's here, Fisherman's Landing Tackle Pen. Oh, my gosh. It's like a small mini Fred Hall show. Yeah, you should be here if you're not here. Good way to do it is if you want to park down at Shelter Island, you can take the double-decker bus in.
Yeah,
and it all starts at 9 o'clock. They're not going to run the buses probably till then. So 9 o'clock is one. But you might be able to come early here and find a parking spot nearby.
Yeah, you know, you get up one or two blocks anywhere from the landing and everything opens up. There's plenty of parking, plenty of spots. Come down. It's a fun day and totally worth the drive.
I have a Let's Talk Hookup booth here today. Like I said, you sign up for our email blasts, which we don't sell our lists, which is just for our use. And you'll get this weekly newsletter or a weekly report email, and then once a month a big newsletter email to you at on your email address. And we're going to give away a $200 AFCO clothing package today for one of the people that signs up for our email blast. We'll be getting that going here starting at 9 o'clock. Also in our booth here, we're going to be practically giving away those angle tumblers. The $40 angle 22-ounce double-walled tumbler with the Maui Jim and Let's Talk Hookup logo custom. I have a very limited supply of them. Normally $40, $25.
Oh,
today.
Right on.
While
nice.
They last,
yeah.
$25 today only. They
spill
are
proof.
Amazing. Yeah, double-walled. I mean, I keep this stays hot for all day long.
That's cool.
In there, pretty amazing stuff. So come on by our booth, and we'll have hats and T-shirts and all that good stuff here at our Let's Talk Hookup booth. Another guy that's going to be here, Tom Gruber, from the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
What are you doing here today?
Oh, we do the children's fishing pens. As usual, we have three pens, one at Fisherman's Landing, one at Point Loma, and the other at H&M. It's going to run from 9 to 3:30. They've been stocked with mackerel, compliments for the Evingham brothers. They help us out every year. So if you children from 3 to 12, bring them on down. We'll show them how to fish. A lot of the older people that I see working on the sport boats and everything, they'll remember me, and they say, you know, I caught my first fish at Day at the Docks. And, you know, it's amazing. And just to see the excitement of the kids when they catch a live mackerel and they release them and... it's a good day. So,
that's rad.
And also, if anybody would like to volunteer and help us with the kids, come to the San Diego Rod and Reel Club booth or the San Diego Anglers booth and just tell them you'd like to give a couple hours and help the kids. We could use the help.
Yeah. It's a big event today for you
guys. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and a lot going on. So it's all three sport fishing landings on the dock. It's free.
Yes, it is.
So bring your kids down and they can catch a fish.
That's it.
Yeah, right out of the salt water, too, which is kind of cool. Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for your efforts there. Appreciate that. Back to Scott, Big Bay Yachts. So tell us about the event next week. We're really excited about this because this is a big grand opening for you, right?
It is. Well, Intrepid Landing, the marina where we're located right next door to Point Loma Seafoods on the promenade, has been open for 4 years now. And Rick could laugh at that because you remember seeing my trailer sitting in the dirt lot.
The portable buildings.
The portable buildings in the beginning. So we finally got it all finished up. The marina is just about full, but there's always spots in and out. And we're going to celebrate our grand opening. We've got the new arrival of the Albemarle 25 while it's in town for a couple weeks before it goes to its new owner. I've got a couple cobias with, as you call ridiculous sale prices for this.
Those are beautiful boats. Trailerable boats.
And matter of fact, speaking of which, my partners, as you saw on the thing, West Coast Trailers, we've got a special for anybody that says, hey, I heard you on Let's Talk Hookup. $1,200 an axle for a trailer for either of the Kobe is in stock.
Wow.
So figure $2,400 or $3,600 for a custom West Coast trailer for the boat.
No, that's crazy. Awesome.
Yeah, well, we're trying.
Yeah.
We're making a ridiculous deal.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got some brokerage boats. I've got a 2010 48 Tierra, a 33 L&H, and a 29 Seahawk. All going to be over there at the docks as well.
Nice. That L&H parks across from us, across from where we keep our boat at Dana. That is like, if you want a badass battle wagon, that's it, man.
That's the coolest walk around.
It is the coolest small game fishing rad sports fisher.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, it's cool.
And the rumor is it goes as fast backwards as it does forward.
Yeah, that thing
is it pods?
No.
No.
It is sick.
It is just
amazing.
Yeah.
You just got to come and check it out at Big Bay Yachts.
You got to come and check it out. So, make sure you wear your boat shoes because nobody's getting on that in loafers.
I drool over that boat every time we get onto ours. It parks right across from where ours at. That's a cool one.
So you're gonna be hanging around today with Dave and the docks?
We'll be hanging around today.
Yeah.
If we're not in the office, we're probably on the dock. Just call the number.
Okay.
We're around. We're going to hang around here for, of course, a little bit because I got to go visit some people.
Yeah.
So the other guys coming down with us is going to be the Blue Seas guys for
CDAC
cool. was going to be there.
CDAC, okay.
Correct.
Guys, oh, I love
Lending Associates is going to be there. They, of course, have money for people to buy boats and stuff, which is always good.
Yeah.
Overseas
awesome
insurance
shot.
Girls will be
How
down there.
How is lending right now on boats?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like house lending. It's the lowest it's been and whatever. Yeah,
talking
about somebody that started my career when a boat interest rate was 18.5%.
Oh!
No kidding.
Yeah. What are you looking at now?
Like 4.5.
Oh my
God! That's awesome.
On a fixed rate.
Wow.
So yeah, and it's down to low as 3-something.
Wow,
that's correct. Cool,
yeah, you've been doing this a long time, Scott, selling boats, right?
I've been here, blessed to be on this waterfront since '81.
'81, yeah. And Big Bay's your new endeavor. It's
four
well, it's
years.
Not new. It's
four
been four years.
Years,
but now your new location.
New location,
and
new spot, new boat lines.
And the very first opportunity to try the Seakeeper demo boat, which is a big deal.
Which is huge because on the East Coast, I mean, people wait hours and days to try to get near this thing, and now that it's finally coming out here for like 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Doing a little tour on the West Coast. We're going to host them in the beginning.
Yep.
And
via Dana Land the week after.
Yeah, and they've got a new unit. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this or not. Probably taking Berkeley's pizzazz, but they've got a 1.5 coming out. And, you know, I heard your ads mention the 3, which is for 30-foot boats.
Right.
But this 1.5 is a DC unit that will take a 22-foot to a 27-foot boat and reduce 90% of the side-to-side motor.
90%.
90%.
Unbelievable, yeah. So come and try the Seakeeper demo. You can go see Scott and sign up because you need to have a reservation. It's going to be popular.
It's going to be popular, and there's limited times that they're going to be available to do it.
Yeah.
And
now you're going to have, it says here, free food and
There'll
drink.
Be some food and beverages around to make sure everybody's a little bit happy.
Yeah. Now, Friday, the 14th is the beginning.
Is the beginning.
From 1 to 7,
1
right?
to 7, correct.
On Friday.
And then we're
going to
kick
Friday.
Off Saturday with live Let's Talk Hookup at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
You guys are going to stop at 9, but we'll continue to 1 o'clock.
That's awesome. 1 o'clock. And with the Seakeeper demo boat
with
there, both days.
Both days.
Yeah.
Seakeeper
and then
demo
you have
boat.
Blue Seas Fabrication, the guys
Blue Seas will be there.
Even
the Freedom Boat Club guys are going to be
there cool,
because
cool.
not everybody needs to own a boat, but everybody should be boating and fishing.
Yeah.
So they're a great alternative for that.
And they
feature Cobia boats in their
And
spot.
Now I promised Dick and Isaiah, our engineers, that there's free breakfast on Saturday morning.
I
Is that
think
true?
We'll find, I think we'll find something to keep them happy.
Okay.
I'm not in charge of that end of the day.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. But maybe the pancakes and stuff. You know.
One never knows what's going to happen.
On by.
Come
All
on
right.
down, sign up, come on in, visit. I'm sure we'll take names and emails for your newsletter as well as our own.
Yep.
And
fantastic.
looking forward to
it. Oh, it's going to be fun. So that's next Saturday, this
next,
coming
next
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday at Big Bay Yachts.
At Big Bay Yachts.
And it's right there at Intrepid Landing. If you just keep walking past Point Loma Seafoods, you'll run right into
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So
yeah,
either
it's only, at, what, 100 feet from there?
If that. If so that. There's parking at the far lot right by La Rondelet at the Shelter Island. There's
okay.
tons of parking there.
Okay, that's the place to park.
That's the spot, really,
okay,
the
so
spot.
Actually,
unless you want to pay and come at the landing parking lot support.
If you enter, you go down Shelter Island Drive, and then you park right where the Brigantine is.
Exactly, right there.
There
on the right, and then just walk the
and
promenade,
walk promenade,
and
right
you
there.
Can't miss it.
That's
cool.
the best place to park. Okay,
yep.
good to know. All right, Scott, thanks for coming
My
by.
My pleasure, guys. Hey,
appreciate
I just wanted
it.
To say thank you, guys. It was a pleasure yesterday to listen to how Rock God got his nickname.
Yeah.
I want to thank
you didn't
that
know
caller.
That? Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah.
I've 10 years, never heard the story.
How about that? Huh?
Have a great day.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Scott. We'll see you next Saturday. Look forward to it, Friday and Saturday, over at Big Bay Yachts right down the street here. Indeed. Harry, come on, step up to that mic there.
What's up, Harry?
Good morning, Harry.
Good
Looks
morning.
Like you cleaned up at the
you scored.
Rallo.
I did.
That's awesome.
I went out yellowtail fishing on Thursday, and we ended up getting a whole bunch of a very small yellowtail. Rick, do you know whether the yellowtail assemble themselves by size, or the smaller ones up? Because we get a couple big ones, and is there a way to get to the bigger ones, or are they mixed? Are the little ones on the top, the bigger ones down below?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, that is a kelp patty that holds a school of bait that's got its own ecosystem, and those fish don't associate, you know, you hear that, oh, maybe I'll go below and get a bigger one. I think aside from maybe just trying to fish a much bigger bait or a bigger something, I don't think that there's a way that you can just target the one 12-pounder out of a school of 3-pounders.
Okay.
You know, I think a real big bait would give you your best chance at it, but there's not a particular way to just try and target one level of them. They don't associate, you know, the larger ones on top or the smaller ones down below or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. We had a couple larger ones, and I thought maybe the guys were, you know, going deep. With respect to the kayak tournaments that we're having, those two tournaments.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is, after we do the May 6th tournament with the kayakers, I'm going to try to assemble a bunch of people and do a caravan up to Santa Monica.
Oh,
maybe get a truck or so, and be able to take maybe three or four kayaks in one group so that we don't have to have a whole bunch of people driving up
idea.
There. And that way, maybe we can encourage some of the people here to fish Santa Monica Bay where they haven't done that before.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be talking to the, and I hope people will sign up for the May 6th tournament. It goes, you know, it's the CCA thing, and it really.
It's going to be a great tournament.
Yeah.
Cool. And you can win a Hobie kayak.
Well,
so
I've got
cool.
two already, so
yeah.
I don't want
Why
to win
not?
It.
Well, give it to me if you win it.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right.
You got a deal.
Okay, thanks. All right, Gary.
Thanks
for coming by. Appreciate that very much. Hey, let's find out what's biting out
you
there.
You got it, man. It's time for our fishdope.com report. And the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
How you doing, Dave?
I am doing phenomenal. I am doing great. I got to take a boat down to Ensenada. I got to check the water all the way down there. I was stuck down there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I got home late last night. But that water down the line there on the beach is red tide. I haven't seen red tide in a while, and it's pretty red. It's like color of a brick in a lot of places on the way down from Descanso on down into Ensenada Bay. And then it cleans up in the bay there when you get right before you go into the corral. The water cleans up there, and they're doing pretty good down there. They're catching lots of that smaller grade yellowtail. There's a bunch of barracuda, and just like Gundy was talking about, that halibut bite is happening all over the coast here, up and down the coast on the beaches now. It's moved in from that 100-foot stuff that we started with a couple months ago, because the grunion run, I bet, is the reason why it's happening, but the fishing along the beaches there. But the big news, guys, is there's squid everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. I don't know if you guys saw my video on Tuesday or not, but we had daytime squid on the front side of Catalina. We were actually scooping it. We got 5 scoops of daytime squid off of Toyon Bay. It was pretty spectacular. There's been daytime squid up in Newport. I talked to a couple of buddies last night that been catching daytime squid down off San Onofre. So if you're looking to catch a big sea bass, I would start to look around in about 90 to 120 feet of water on all the old stock spots there where you guys caught them in the old days, like 4 or 5 years ago, I would start looking hard. I know there's some huge schools of fish up north. There's some big schools down south. There's some big schools of San Onofre. So start to look for that stuff on the squid grounds, guys. There's literally squid everywhere. There's nowhere that is the spot for squid right now. There's just squid all over the place. And we're coming up on that full moon like we were talking about earlier, so keep an eye out And then that yellowtail fishing like Harry was just talking about, there's a lot of that smaller grade yellow at all the islands. And you just got to pick through it. There's some bigger fish, 12, 15-pound fish, but everything's happening, guys. There's no reason not to go fishing. Wednesday is going to be like butter out on the water. Watch that bluefin count bounce up big time come Wednesday when that weather just goes to flat glass and calm. I mean, I know there's a handful of fish caught yesterday on a bunch of different boats, so there's plenty of bluefin, yellowtail. There's no reason to not go fishing. Pete, how's that thermometer working?
Oh, yeah. I know Dave went out after the show last Sunday, and it's called a fish finder now, isn't it? Not a thermometer. You're dating yourself with the name finder. But, yeah, you showed, you dialed me in just like you do for how many boats did you say you rode last year?
142 last year alone.
And it was like, you know, being on my boat, even though it's a different style and everything like that, he just, like, dialed me in and got me got it working. We went fishing on Monday with my buddy. And, boy, what a difference. Now I that Simrad stuff, now, seriously, Dave dialed it in and made it that much. I thought I knew how to use it. No. Dave showed me that much, some new tricks on it, and I appreciate that, Dave.
That's
really
awesome.
Good job.
Hey, Rick, how was fishing down below when you went and did your little secret thing?
We had a great time. It was a really fun day, and we got we saw a nice breezer of bluefins on the 302 that didn't want to bite for us, and we caught some rock cods, and it was a really, really fun time, and we had a great day.
Good. All right, guys. Yeah, I haven't got to talk to you. I've been kind of busy.
Yeah,
been,
for sure.
I
well,
saw you guys. I've been on 5 different boats.
Yeah, well, you're amazing. Well, Dave, sure appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Yes, you will. Have a good day down there, Dave, at the docks. I wish I was there, but I'm going to go to the Angels game with Kelly today, so you guys
all
have
right,
a good
have
day.
Fun.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, appreciate that. And if you want more information from Captain Dave, you got to subscribe to fishdope.com. Always a good source. You can subscribe right here today at the BD Outdoors booth. And you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is the code. Fishdope is the one you got to have as we move into the season here. And thanks to Dave for that report this morning. Let's go ahead and, we have some phone calls.
Yeah,
let's
definitely.
Go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Levi, a very patient caller. Levi calling from Dana Point. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning, Levi.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Levi?
I'm doing good.
All right. What's your question?
Well, I was asking, what's the best way to hook up a whitetail sea bass?
A white sea bass.
Yeah.
I would say, just like Dave was talking about, is those fish are very squid-dependent. So if you can find yourself in an area that's got good squid, I would say a trip over to Catalina Island right now.
There's a lot of fish around. With this moon coming up, it's going to be a good time.
There's a lot of great opportunities and a lot of great boats. I would say if it was your absolute goal was to go catch a white sea bass, and that's a fish that's been eluding you, it would be to try and get a trip with Brandon Hayward or one of the captains that he works with. Those guys have specialized in taking, you know, real small groups, 1, 2, 3 guys over to go sea bass fishing or just any of the great operations that are fishing around the full moon and around a squid area. But this is definitely the right time. If your goal is to catch a sea bass, Levi, your timing is right.
Man, the next month it's going to be prime time for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Levi. Mo is here at Day at the Docks. You're next up, Mo. Thanks for coming down.
Morning, guys. I was going to ask a question about the launch ramp. You said somebody's coming.
Yeah,
later.
Well, we're expecting our guy from the launch ramp to be around here. We hope he's going to come by, but I know he's doing a seminar here at 11 o'clock. And they're going to start that launch ramp actually the beginning of May. So hopefully we'll see them here before we go off the air. And if not, 11 o'clock here at Day at the Docks, they're going to have a seminar.
Are they closing that ramp totally down then?
There's going to be one lane open.
So they will be open anyway.
Yeah, there will be one lane open, but
okay.
Yeah, so but it's not going to be pretty.
one
and
lane.
It's not pretty now. Yeah. So. It's not going to be pretty. So it's just what we're going to have to deal with until they get
And how long do they plan on?
I believe it's going to go on for 9 months.
9 months.
Yeah. So yep. Start the beginning of May and go on for 9 months.
So figure okay. 18 months in that general
well,
area?
Yeah. Usually, if it's normal construction, yeah. That's generally speaking. But we'll see. Maybe hopefully our guy will come by here and talk to us and tell us more. But if not, 11 o'clock today on the main stage,
okay.
They'll be talking.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mo, for coming down today at the docks. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup live from Day at the Docks on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay. With something for everyone, Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Scott and BR, weekday afternoons at 3 on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live here at Day at the Docks. And, you know, one of the rad deals last year at Day at the Docks, and then we had it again at Tackle Days, was those Calcutta coolers. And we have Bo, who's our Big Rock sales guy, that's kind of doing the Calcutta coolers. And I know something different this year, but rad deal. Again, that's one of the fun things about Day at the Docks is you get little special deals you don't always get, and this is a pretty mega one. You got some bitchin' coolers.
Thank you. We got some 30-liter Calcutta Renegade coolers. They're brand new for us. They come in blue. They also come in camo. I only have two camo today, so I expect them to go pretty fast. They're normally about $2.99. Today they're $2.49, and you get a free liquid stick conventional saltwater rod as well as a Calcutta duffel bag.
And this is like a soft cooler bag.
Right. It is the same quality as a Yeti, but it also is a backpack. It has hidden straps in the back that you can pull out, and it'll hold ice for 6 to 7 days.
Right.
This is the same bag that a lot of people have seen that Yeti makes, just every bit as good a quality with some added features and, like, half of the price. They're really, really cool.
Well, I appreciate that. We do really well with them, and they're extremely heavy duty, and as we will warranty them as long as we have them in our series, which probably will be about 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
I bought a hard cooler from you last year at the show. We have it on our skiff, and, I mean, that thing gets just brutalized, and it's crazy how good. I was never an expensive cooler buying guy. I always thought, there's no way that thing is worth, you know, three times as much as the cheap cooler I've always bought. You'll never go back. You'll absolutely never go back. They're so worth the investment. And these being half the price of ones of similar brand, they're killer.
And what's nice about it is the back straps are extremely heavy duty. They're triple stitched. They're not going to come out. And you can hold a lot of weight in there. I don't know if I'd want to hold a whole bunch of weight in there carrying it on my back, but
yeah,
they are pretty cool.
Yeah, so $50 off today.
$50 off today. They're $2.49 on sale, and you get the free liquid stick conventional rod and the Calcutta duffel bag.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's limited. I have probably 8 coolers or 9 coolers total. And when they're gone, they're gone.
Okay.
Right on, Bo.
Very good.
Right on.
And you're right next to us here, right between
right
us.
Right in front.
Right in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Bo. All right, Bo. Thanks
appreciate
for
it.
Coming down. Appreciate that. All right. On the line, Captain Clowers is on the line. Good morning, Captain Clowers.
Hey, Al.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How
hey, I just wanted to call in this morning and say thank you to everybody that's on the show that has participated in this event today for myself down here and you too as well. And it's just amazing what has happened, inspired. You know, we got 13 boats on the water, which is not that big turnout, but you know, it is what it is, and we got a bunch of raffle prizes in. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody in the community and the industry that has donated. I mean, we have a really good truck full of raffles down here, and that's going to start about 1 o'clock. So if anybody's over there at the Day of the Docks and wants to come down and buy some raffle tickets and come on down and have a good time and eat some food, we're down here at Pepper Park.
Pepper Park in Chula Vista, right?
National City, yes.
Or National City, okay, right there, Pepper Park at National City, where the launch ramp is, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah,
we got a little
okay.
Park permit here, and the boats are coming in at 1 for the weigh-in, and then we're going to eat, and then following that, we're going to have a raffle, and it's there's a lot of good stuff. Cousin Rod,
wow,
all kinds of rad stuff, you know?
That's cool.
So I just wanted to go ahead.
How do you get to Pepper Park? Give us directions.
5 South. Mile of Cars Way exit. Mile of Cars Way exit. You make a right, and you go down to the second light, which is Tidelands Avenue. And you make a left, and you take Tidelands Avenue right into the park.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Perfect. All right, Al. Well, good going on you there, and glad that you had some great participation. And if you want to come down and win some raffle prizes and help Al out, 1 o'clock today, right?
Yes, sir. You know, on the flip side of that, as far as my health and everything, I'm on the backside of it, and, you know, I'm not letting nothing stop me, and I'm starting to run my trips again and everything right now, and I'm just super, super blessed to be alive today to do what we do, and I really, really thank everybody, you know.
All right.
That's awesome, Al.
That's great, Al. Good to hear, and glad to hear you're back on the water, too. Thanks, Captain Al Clowers. Appreciate that. You still have a website. Somebody wants to book a trip, right?
Yeah, it's CaptainClowers.com, or my phone number is 619-800-FISH, and I fished last week, and we got on some. We got some bluefin and some yellowtail, so there's definitely some fish out there, and the bay's biting. Everything's biting, you know, just like everybody's saying. So
spring.
It's time to go fishing, you know.
You bet. All right, Al. Good luck with the event today and the raffle this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Appreciate the call this morning. All right. Bill Melton from the Port of San Diego is here. Good morning, Bill. Go ahead and put that headset on, and you are the man of the hour here. Everybody's asking, what about that Shelter Island launch ramp? And you are, just to kind of describe, what do you do for that Shelter Island launch ramp?
Well, I'm the engineer that's managing the design and construction of the project.
Okay, very good. And you're going to be doing a little speech about it here at 11 o'clock on the main stage, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be answering questions, give everybody a basic scope and schedule discussion, and then answer questions from the audience.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Fantastic. And so give us what's going on?
Yeah, what's the overview?
Well, the overview is we are improving the entire launch.
That's
we
cool.
are removing the north jetty, and we're replacing it with a wall and a walkway on top of the wall. It's going to increase the interior of the basin by easily 80%.
Awesome.
And we're going to remove the old docks and replace them with new docks. The old docks are about 150 foot long. The new docks are going to be about 500 feet long.
Whoa!
Wow.
So
cool,
it's going to give a lot more room, a lot more maneuverability in the basin. We're going to remove the existing boat launch, which was installed in the 70s, and so it's worn out from the seawater action and the boaters' use.
Sure.
And we're replacing it in kind. It's a 10-lane ramp now. It's going to be a 10-lane ramp in the future. We are replacing it with a brand-new ramp.
Okay.
That's
all
awesome.
New concrete, everything.
All new concrete.
Yeah.
And we're going to put some site concrete on there and to make it a little nicer-looking facility and something that should bring boaters, certainly, a better experience and the other users in the area a better experience.
Okay, so when does this begin?
We actually have a contractor on board. It's RE State Engineering, a local contractor, and we're lucky to have them. And it's going to begin in early May. We're going to the Board of Port Commissioners on April 11th, that's this coming Tuesday, with a recommendation to award the project. And I anticipate they'll award it, of course. And we will start in May. We're going to close the facility for a temporary period of time so we can get this construction underway.
So there will be no access for a short period of time?
No access. And we will be having one lane open during the summer. And then we're going to close it again after Labor Day completely.
Okay.
And then complete the construction. And we should be open in March of next year.
In March of next year. Okay.
That's correct.
So there'll be one lane open, but only during the summer months.
Only during the summer months. And I would urge everybody to use alternate boat
right.
launches.
Yeah.
We
Just
have
because
a,
there's one open doesn't mean that's what you...
That's correct. And even with all 10 lanes, I understand they need traffic control during
yeah.
the summer months at the Shelter Island.
What about parking facilities? Are you guys are probably going to take up a lot of the parking with construction?
We are. Right we have piles, for instance, that are 80 to 100 feet long. And so it's going to take a lot of... And we've got close to 100 piles that we're going to be storing on site. So we're going to take a lot of the parking area.
That's so go use another alternative.
that's right.
Go to Vista, go to
or you or
go to
put
Dana
your
Landing.
Boat, put your boat in the water and go to the Konakai Marina.
There you go.
Get a slip while you can.
Well, now we have a website that has maps to alternate boat launches, and that's portofsandiego.org/SIBL for Shelter Island Boat Launch.
Okay.
And we'll have updates on that website for the boaters to use. I've gotten calls from people in as far north as Oregon and of course, from Arizona asking about what's the status of the ramp.
Okay.
So you can go to our website or you can call me
okay.
And find out.
All right.
That's
and
awesome,
Dave, who helps us out here, has been wanting to ask a question all day long about the launch ramp. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I am a trailer boater, so I have a lot of interest in this. And with your one lane that's going to be open, I know it'll be congested and all, but will you also have like a loading dock there too, or is it strictly going to be back your boat in the water and get out of there? And also on the parking situation, I know it's going to be limited, but if I come down here and I have a slip for several days and I park my truck in the parking lot hooked up to my trailer, will there be 72-hour parking enforcement on my truck sitting there?
Well, we're not going to change the parking enforcement. So it will stay the same as it is now, which I believe you're correct. It is 72 hours.
Yeah, and then as far as once you do set up that one lane, is there going to be access? Is there going to be a dock there to get on the boat?
There is a dock there, and there's no requirements to have it remain in place. However, we are going to leave it there for as long as we can.
As long as you
there, can. There's needs for the project in order to not delay the construction, and so we will have it on schedule to take out, and you can keep an eye on our website, and we'll make sure that is a key need for boaters that are using that one lane, and so we'll let you know when it's coming out.
Okay, real good. Well, I know it's going to be an inconvenience this summer, but it sure needs it, and I'm sure looking forward because I've seen the design, and it looks great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Well, okay, so once again, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, wants to ask questions, 11 o'clock today on the main stage here at the docks, right?
That's right, or use our website, portofsandiego.org/SIBL.
All right, and you know, I want to say, Bill, you've been right from the start here, been very open and helpful with me and our listeners here, and continue that because people want to know.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and appreciate all your help, too. And good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be anxious to see things moving.
And so are we.
Yeah,
and
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Thank you very much. Look who's here. Steve Carson.
The man.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are you, Steve?
Steve, you are like one of the fixtures here at Day at the Docks. And always great to have you be a part of the show here. What are you doing here at Day at the Docks?
Well, I was just reminiscing, walking around, remembering the very first one. I was actually only here for about 10 minutes early on the very first one. I had to work down the street and had to get to work, but I couldn't not come by.
38 years ago?
38 years ago.
Wow, wow.
And I did remember being – I did have one job that I wasn't actually present for. I had to make the little rubber balls with a wire eye, which I used my single strand Wahoo wire for the casting contest, so that if an errant caster hit one of the boats, they hit it with a rubber ball instead of with a sinker. So that was my one job 38 years ago.
That's cool. So what are you doing today?
Today I had to check, right? Consult my local listings. At 11:30 p.m. I'm doing a seminar on the Seeker Long Range stage. By the way, noon is the Red Raffle. Does that mean everybody's going to, at noon, everybody's going to just walk out of my seminar? Thanks a lot. It says 3 to 5 day trips. This says what to expect, how to prepare. It's going to be fishing jigs.
Fishing jigs?
We couldn't quite come together with the topics and the printed catalog.
And which stage is it on?
That's going to be on the Seeker Long Range stage.
Okay.
And then
I think that's right over here. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. And then
which is the very south end of the parking lot here. Which way does this
just
park?
The corner of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah,
the back corner of the lockers. In between Fisherman's Landing and the Royal Polaris office.
Yeah, okay.
In the shade of historic Fisherman's Landing.
There you go. Okay.
And at 1:30, I will be one of my favorite places on the Prowler, doing a seminar on troll. It says trolling with Rapalas. Which is, I enjoy giving that seminar, but that's only about a 30-minute seminar. So I'm going to add on a little bit on poppers.
Ah, perfect.
I mean, I had to fill up about 15 extra minutes. That's going to be perfect. That's going to be very topical.
And that'll be aboard the Prowler.
Aboard the Prowler, which is it's actually a fun place to do a seminar.
Oh, heck yeah.
I stand out there in the sun. They all stand in the shade of the wheelhouse, and I bake, and they enjoy it.
Oh, nice.
So that works out. And as usual, I have plenty of prizes, including some generous prizes from our friends at Fisherman's Landing. So
awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you very, very much.
And other than that, you'll be hanging around in the Penn Berkeley booth?
I'll be hanging around in the Penn and Berkeley booth talking fishing. I've actually got a couple of spots left. We had a couple of openings on our December 2017 trip on the Shogun, which is scheduled to be a Guadalupe Island trip.
Ooh,
again, no
guarantees.
Couple
on Guadalupe Island. Couple spots left on that?
Well, it was full, and then we had it open up, so don't hesitate. They will not last.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Kevin and Sam Marcus, you still hanging around, Kevin? There he is. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. You don't go away. You got to leave. You got to leave.
Okay, good morning, Kevin. Good morning.
Question. I got one of those accurate reels from the Reel of the Week last year.
Congratulations.
Hey, nice. Good.
And a question to Ricky. What happened to the confetti balloon at Fred Hall?
What happened to it?
Yeah.
Well, it exploded, and we got to see a bunch of confetti.
I heard it didn't go off.
It most certainly did.
Good job, Frank. Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming down. Is Janice from San Clemente still hanging around? Janice not here? Okay, very good. How about, is Cole here?
What's up, Cole?
Cole? Hey, Cole.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning.
So my question is about knot connections, in particular Spectra to Mono. What's your preferred one, and does that change from when you're on the water as opposed to maybe tying it at home, like you do a more complicated one at home perhaps?
Ronnie Kovac calling them the walking encyclopedia of fishing knowledge, Steve Carson. And that's a pretty good description of you, Steve.
It was embarrassing, but I couldn't make him stop.
Yeah, but you know what? You are.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man, you know your stuff.
Well, how are we connecting?
Well, you know, when you're out on the boat and you know you haven't had your coffee yet and your contact lenses are a little fogged up and your arthritis is kicking in and the fish are boiling and everyone's yelling now, then I'm tying the RP knot. Okay, a.k.a. the John Collins knot. And the beauty of YouTube is you can actually dial up YouTube and see John Collins himself explaining it very, very well. When I'm sitting at home in the luxury of my couch in front of the TV or listening to a podcast of your show, then sometimes I will tie the worm knot.
Oh.
Which is I usually use a four-turn uni knot lock, but... That knot is a bit of a pain in the what you're sitting on. So I don't actually do it that often unless I really have the luxury of time.
That John Collins knot, a.k.a. RP knot, it's an amazing knot.
It is.
So simple, so low profile, and if you test it and pull it, it's 100%.
And it's a testimony to the general principle that keep it simple, Steve.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't that funny?
It is what we tie as our default knot from Spectra to Mono when we're connecting lines in the tackle store. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of them, you know, every week.
And they're always yelling. Somebody's always yelling in the tackle shop.
Yeah, we yell. We're yellers for sure. But, you know, and anything, you know, for me that's 80-pound or below, I tie that John Collins. I was the same way. I was like, if I'm in a hurry, I'll tie that, or I'll tie this elaborate killer knot that's supposed to be the strongest in the world. And now... I just don't. I mean, that RP knot is so strong, it just doesn't let loose, and
it's
small, and it goes through the guides real good, and it's a great knot.
Yeah, very good. Well, Cole, thanks for coming down to the day at the docks. Enjoy the day.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, I have to ask Steve Carson the A question. Come on.
Yeah.
You're
going
to put me on the spot now.
Come on, man. If anybody knows
where
we're going to catch out before this year, it's got to be Steve Carson.
Well, who's we?
Yeah.
who's we? We meaning the angling community as a whole. We are going to catch a billion albacore.
Yeah.
If you mean we meaning the San Diego sport fishing basin community.
Yes.
I'd say it's 70-30 against.
Against, okay.
Against.
All right.
And when we talk about some, that means I don't mean a token couple or a fish that
right.
clearly took
like
a wrong turn at the equator.
A serious bite.
But
jig strikes and bait stops, we're talking albacore.
And our friends in the Monterey Bay area, they're probably 70-30 in favor.
Okay.
But that's not 100% either.
No.
Our friends from Oregon and Washington... 100%. They're going to slay them. They're going to slay them.
All right. Well, we hope you're wrong.
If you remember the albacore drought of the 80s, there were no albacore anywhere.
Yes.
And we're a little worried in the entire northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
There's plenty of albacore to catch.
Population's excellent.
We just need the right set of conditions.
Yeah. And we hope that 30% comes true.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for being down here at Day at the Docks. I know it's a long trip from Northern California for you to get down here, and appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup for your annual visit.
I'm at home, and you know what? Once I basically pass La Jolla coming south, I know I'm at home.
Yeah, because you spent a lot of time down here, though.
Yes,
so.
I do.
Yeah, all right, Steve.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for coming down here. Appreciate that.
All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a pair of tickets to go fishing aboard the Daily Double. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 29th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 29th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the winner of the half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double right next door out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, including all the tackle rental if you need it, is going to Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, and the pair of Maui Jim sunglasses going to Mo in Vista. Mo, congratulations. Not a better pair of glasses than those killer Maui Jims.
Yeah, I want to remind you they are marking tires in the two-hour zone there. If you parked in the two-hour zone, you better go make sure that you monitor your car there. Also, if you're in the Pizza Nova Sun Harbor Marina parking lot, they will tow you.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you.
Ruthless.
They will absolutely tow you.
Ruthless.
So don't do that. And park down on Shelter Island here to get the day at the docks and take the bus in. That's
yeah,
the
free shuttle.
Best way to get in here. Here at our Let's Talk Hookup booth, like I say, we'll be giving away a $200 a package of AFCO clothing, including one of those great Solitude jackets, the great rain jacket, and a performance shirt and shorts. If you just sign up for our email list, we'll be starting up here right after we shut down the broadcast here. And we have those Engel cooler cups, normally $40. Limited edition, limited supply, $25 today only. We have our hats and shirts, and want to thank my guys. The Codfather himself is here. You can come and get an autograph from the Codfather. Gary White and Dave are here. And I want to thank, of course, Adam in the Mighty 1090 studio and Isaiah and Dick, our chief engineers. And we're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. We'll be live from Intrepid Landing, right there next to Point Loma Seafoods, and you heard them today, Friday and Saturday, the big open house for Seakeeper, as well as Big Bay Yachts there. Scott Lampe, what a great guy. And that's going to be a fun time. We'll have Berkeley from Seakeeper and the entire Seakeeper crew down there. We're going to be talking about great SeaDeck stuff with the guys from SeaDeck and more. That'll be next Saturday live. There's going to be free food and lots of fun next Saturday morning right at Intrepid Landing next to Point Loma Seafood. We'll see you down there. And then next Sunday, Easter Sunday, Captain Taro Takayuchi from the Liberty going to be
in the Mighty 1090 studios, and that's going to be a great show with Taro. Taro's been on the fish and
getting
them.
It's been
and
great.
Come on down to Day at the Docks again, going on all day today at the San Diego Landings. We'll see you down here. Support Friends of Rollo. They have some great tackle deals and the Spin the Win, and, of course, the first opportunity to get the Reel a Week right there, and a lot more, all your tackle vendors, and, of course, Fisherman's Landing. Huge, huge sale going on at Fisherman's Landing Tackle here today. So we'll see you down here at the Day at the Docks, and we'll see you right back here next Saturday and Sunday on the Mighty 1090.